Hey guys, I'm on the plane, so I just boarded, and it's pretty neat. I use the electronic, not ticket. Well, I guess that's the right name for that, where it sends a code to your mobile device, and then you just scan the code everywhere every time you pass a gate. And it goes very, very fast. It was the first time I used it, and I will use it again, be sure, because you don't have to wait in line. You don't have to go to all that stuff. So it's pretty neat. I'm sitting on the plane. I'm on row 19, seat A, on the side of the window, just in the middle of the wing. And I'm about to fly to Halifax to this Paul McCartney thing, and I hope you enjoy my coverage of that. I discovered Paul McCartney back in the 80s. Well, I knew who he was before that. I had seen him sing with my then idol Michael Jackson, who just passed away. And a few years later, I watched MTV, and it was a documentary about the creation of his Flower in the Dirt album, and I found it just pretty cool. The guy was cool. He was in his 40s, I think, and he was good. I think it was one of his best solo albums, even though it sounds pretty 80-ish nowadays because of the synths and that type of sound, but the music is very good, and the lyrics are pretty good on that album. Check it out. So that's how I discovered Paul McCartney, and then after that I just bought almost every Beatles album and a lot of Paul McCartney solo albums and Wings things, and that's really how it started back in 1989 for Paul McCartney. And I wanted to see him at the Montreal concert, but I couldn't because I was like 15 years old and my mother wouldn't let me go to Montreal. So 20 years later, I'm going there. Bye bye.